This year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry was announced this morning in Stockholm. The winners are Americans Richard Schrock and Robert Grubbs, plus Frenchman Yves Chauvin. They won the prize for their work in the synthesis of organic molecules. Joining me to discuss the prize is NPR science correspondent Joe Palca. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little more about what these chemists did.
Well, synthesis of organic molecules, of course, that says it all, doesn't it? Well, you remember, we live in an organic world. We're all made up of organic molecules, made basically around the atom carbon. And it turns out that chemists see the world and say, well, why don't we try to make new things? We'd like to make new compounds that are organic that have never been seen before. And so basically, this is a procedure that allows you to take carbon molecules and rearrange them in a way that never existed before in nature. Now, the technical name of this is olefin metathesis, and I think that's all we need to say about the technical nature of it. But basically, it's taking two carbon atoms that are attached to one another that have certain properties, and then swapping what's attached to them at either end. And when you swap things around, you get new molecules, and the new molecules have new properties, and so that's what they did.
And Yves Chauvin's contribution to all of this?
Well, he was the one, I guess, back in the 50s and 60s who was running some chemical reactions, got some unexpected results. This is the way these things always happen. The chemistry he was doing wasn't turning out the way he was expecting. And so suddenly he said, I wonder if there's something new here. And he was the one that realized he had a new approach to making new molecules. And what these two other gentlemen, Schrock and Grubbs, did was they found ways to make the reaction go faster and more efficiently. And they found things called catalysts, which are, in this case, metal atoms that, in fact, speed up the reactions.
And what will this new method of synthesis be useful for?
Well, it seems to be useful across the board. People are saying that it's pharmaceutical companies have jumped on this as a way of making new compounds that don't exist in nature but could have biologically active properties that would be useful. But also fuel additives, they talk about polymers, long plastic-like molecules. Even I found that there's a baseball bat now that you can buy that is made with one of these. Yeah, it looks like a regular old baseball bat, but it turns out that it's made of a molecule made with this new synthesis procedure, and it has won't say it hits farther than other bats, but it's new and it's got this new compound in it.
So I gather that you spoke to, Robert Grubbs already this morning?
That's right. He was enjoying some time in New Zealand, and so we caught him there.
Tell us a little about him and the other two winners.
Well, Grubbs is normally stationed at Caltech, which is in Pasadena, California. He's 63 years old. Richard Schrock is 60 years old. He's at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. And Chauvin is 74 years old. He's at the French Petroleum Institute.
You know, just tell us briefly how this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry fits in with sort of the tradition.
Well, obviously, this prize, you know, adds to others that have been for organic chemistry. But there's been an interesting shift in recent years. Some of the prizes are like this, very basic chemistry, but there's also been a lot of prizes recently for biochemistry, stuff that's more interest to biologists.
NPR's Joe Palca, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
You can keep track of all of this year's Nobel winners at our website, npr.org.